The Carroll County prison inmate who walked away from work detail more than 2 months ago was recaptured on Monday in Coffee County, Georgia. Tommy Shane Morton had been missing since the morning of May 6th when he walked away from a corrections officer and a road crew in the area of East Ranchette Road and Taylor's Gin Road in northern Carroll County. He was recaptured without incident in Broxton after leads were developed by the Georgia Corrections Fugitive Apprehension Unit. Morton was serving a 10-year sentence for manufacturing marijuana and theft by taking out of Coffee County before he slipped custody. The corrections officer on duty at the time of the escape has since resigned. Carroll County Prison Warden Robert Jones has since accepted a new position as police chief in Kingsland, Georgia, his resignation effective July the 26th. According to online records, Morton has been in and out of prison since 1996, mostly for property crimes and theft in Coffee and Jeff Davis counties. A Maddie's call has been issued for a Harrelson County man with advanced stage Parkinson's disease who has been missing since Sunday evening. Deputies are asking for your help in locating him. Officials say 53-year-old Timothy Robert Jones was last seen Sunday at 9 o'clock p.m. on the 700 block of Candy Kitchens Road in Temple. Harrelson County officials say Jones has been diagnosed with advanced stage Parkinson's disease and has been hallucinating that someone is out to hurt him. We have posted a picture of Jones to the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. Well, today is Election Day in Carroll County. Voters deciding three positions on the County Board of Commissioners. Michelle Morgan and John Wilson, both at one-time District 4 commissioners, are the runoff finalists for the County Commission chair seat. A position left vacant when former Chairman Marty Smith accepted a job with the state earlier this year. When Morgan resigned from her District 4 seat in order to run for chairman, that created an opening on the board. Mark Sullivan and Steve Fuller are the finalists in that runoff election. The District 5 seat was left vacant when former Commissioner Lee Powers, too, resigned to run for commission chairman. Now running for the seat in a runoff election are Ernie Reynolds and Jay Williford. Polling places are open until 7 o'clock this evening. Then listen to Newstalk 1330, FM 106.3, and or KISS 102.7 for the results after the polls close. Protecting Carroll County's rural heritage has been a recurring topic among candidates in the Carroll County Commission Chairman and District 4 and District 5 Commissioner races during this summer's special election. Former Carroll County Commission Chairman and current Georgia State Property Officer under Governor Kemp, Marty Smith, was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice. And he says that with a population explosion in the state over the next few decades, growth in Carroll County is unavoidable.
Over the next 15 years, that the population the size of South Carolina will be moving into the state of Georgia. They've got to go somewhere. One, we're growing here naturally. You look at Tanner Medical, always said, look at their birth rate. Carroll County's growing. You're going to have to develop. I knew there were several people that ran that were on the board with me serving the time that wanted to see absolutely no growth. They were all about farming. I'm all about farming as well, but obviously you got to at least provide housing.
Smith also discusses his unique role in funding for the new facilities for West Georgia Technical College and the University of West Georgia during that interview, which is posted on the Newstalk1330.com website. Downtown Carrollton independent bookstore Horton's Books and Gifts partnering with several other local businesses in a month-long event celebrating a beloved children's book character. Horton's, along with 25 other businesses, have hidden images of the title character of Where's Waldo around town. Horton's owner, Dorothy Pittman, says children can drop by the bookstore, receive a passport, and go searching for Waldo.
If you collect stamps from at least 20 stores, you will receive a button, coupon, and a prize from the prize box. Plus, you'll be entered in a drawing for Waldo books and other great prizes. And a lot of the businesses donate prizes. And then the first five hunters, I think, received a special surprise gift.
Nearly 100 kids have already signed up, and Pittman says more are welcome. The bookstore also invites participants to a celebration to end the event on July the 27th. At 10 o'clock a.m. I'm Colin Worthington.